News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. federal investigators are examining the car and home of the gunman who killed 12 people at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Paul Delacourt is the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles office.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, to identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject.
The shooter, Marine Corps veteran Ian David Long, was 28 and apparently killed himself after gunning down customers in the bar. Following run-ins with the law, officers had speculated Long, who had served in Afghanistan for 7 months, was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, but a mental health professional who spoke with Long said he did not believe he needed to be hospitalized. The Trump administration is moving to restrict asylum at the U.S. border with Mexico by requiring anyone who enters the U.S. illegally not to be eligible to request asylum. American Civil Liberties Union of Texas Policy Counsel Shaw Drake tells VOA he sees the move as an attempt to stop a caravan of migrants heading up through Mexico to the U.S. border. According to a report by Brown University, the U.S.-led war on terrorism has killed about 507,000 people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan during its 17 years, and it's showing a 22% increase in deaths in the past 2 years. The deaths include U.S. and allied troops, civilians, police, as well as militants who have died from the war violence. A U.S. federal judge has brought a halt, at least temporarily, to the construction of the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline. The judge said the government must provide new and relevant information regarding the risk of spills. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters the United States remains committed to enforcing sanctions against North Korea until the country denuclearizes. VOA Steve Miller reports from Seoul.
This is America. It's got to change.
Prior to attending a closed-door U.N. Security Council session called by Russia on North Korean sanctions, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that while Pyongyang hadn't conducted nuclear or ballistic missile tests in nearly a year, that was not sufficient to lift sanctions against the regime.
We've done a lot. The president and Kim have had a summit. They're talking about having another one at the first of the year. Secretary Pompeo has been multiple times. We stopped military exercises. So we have given a lot of carrots up until now. We're not going to get rid of the stick because they haven't done anything to warrant getting rid of the sanctions yet.
Haley said that canceled talks between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean official would likely be rescheduled, and she still expects U.S. President Donald Trump to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un early next year. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Votes are still being counted in more than a dozen too-close-to-call races in this week's U.S. elections. Opposition Democrats won back control of the House of Representatives while Republicans expanded their majority in the Senate. President Trump said he hopes to work with Democrats now that they control the House.
I would like to see bipartisanship. I'd like to see unity. And I think we have a very good chance of, and maybe not on everything, but I think we have a very good chance of seeing that.
John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center tells VOA some cooperation between Mr. Trump and the Democrats is possible.
There will be things that can get done, but they will require both the cooperation of Democrats and Republicans, which is hard because they're far apart, but still possible to do some things, but not the Trump agenda.
Others say President Trump could back away if Democrats launched oversight investigations of the White House. Some state attorneys general are calling on the acting U.S. Attorney General to recuse himself from the investigation by Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP's Tim McGuire.
18 attorneys general, all Democrats, write in a letter to Jeff Sessions, former chief of staff and now acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, that his recusal is necessary to maintain the public trust in the integrity of the investigation. They cite his previous comments criticizing Robert Mueller's investigation as a reason for him to back down. They want Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to continue to supervise the Mueller probe. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.